I'm Bob Simon.
Some somber thoughts now about a horrible tragedy here in New York City last night. Legendary journalist Bob Simon of CBS News died in a car accident. He was 73. He was, quite simply, one of the most intelligent, fearless, knowledgeable, steady, and dashing people to ever work in television news. He covered nearly every overseas story since the 1960s. He was a brilliant writer. I actually worked with him in Israel back in the 1980s. He probably won't even remember it or would never remember it. He was on a first-name basis with everyone in the Israeli government who would take his calls at any hour of the night. And as I discovered one harrowing night smuggling tapes out of the Gaza Strip under curfew during the first intifada, I was stopped by masked Palestinians who threatened me until I showed them a videotape with a CBS logo on it. When I mentioned Bob Simon, the fierce militants safely escorted me out of Gaza, and all along the way, the dark streets of Gaza, Palestinians waved and whispered to me, "Mr. Bob, Mr. Bob Simon." I think it's fair to say there are people all over the world who today will miss the irreplaceable Bob Simon of CBS News, dead at age 73.
Bob Simon is with American forces in Saudi Arabia on the line, hours before the deadline in the desert.
And while attention is riveted on precisely when the war will begin, the far more crucial question is when it will end. Bob Simon, CBS News, Saudi Arabia.